This is the opening market report for Wednesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Jim McCormick of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Jim, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Good morning. We are seeing a little bit of strength across the board. Nothing super strong, but we've got a couple cents up across the board on the corn, the beans, and the Kansas City wheat. Chicago wheats are down a little bit. I would argue they're probably defying the expectations of the overall macro economy right now. The stock market has come off the overnight lows, but it continues to be under pressure. The bond market is just getting absolutely shellacked earlier today. Crude oil continues, I think, to fall to four-year lows. You know, the macro picture looks very, very ugly at the moment. So far, the grain market has managed to kind of ignore that at the moment, at least.
And is the grain market also then taking into account, Jim, that it does seem like there's some type of negotiation going on between countries when it comes to tariffs and maybe factoring that in? Is that happening at all?
You know, I think it's a little bit, but I mean, the reality is China, you know, when you look at the trade as a whole right now, the people he's negotiating right now, from what I understand, is Japan and Korea, South Korea. They do buy a lot of U.S. ag goods, so I'm not sure how much more ag goods you're going to actually get them to actually buy. I would argue in general, the reason why you're finding strength, if you notice, Mark, it's in the front months, it's in the May and July, and it's not in the new crop. It has to do with partly is maybe logistics in a way. You got a massive amount of flooding going on along the Ohio River, just devastating flooding. So there is nothing being moved along the Ohio River. And then on top of it, we got a lock problem there on lock 27, I believe it is, right around St. Louis. So it is causing a huge headache to get barges north and then back south again.
That was Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
May corn up 1 1/4 at 470 1/4. May soybeans up 3 1/4 at 996 even. May soybean meal up 320 at 294.20. May soybean oil down 58 cents at 44.36. Chicago wheat down 0.75 cents at 539 1/4. Minneapolis wheat up 1 1/2 at 602 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4 1/4 at 565 3/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 70 cents at 198.40. April feeder cattle up 67 cents at 281.10. May lean hogs down $1 even at 83.60. Class 3 milk up 5 cents at 17.15. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.